This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The state of Louisiana has tried to get people to wear it and hunt it, even serve it at fancy restaurants. Now they want your dog to eat it. It here is Nutria. Thing looks like a giant rat, apparently. The 12-pound or so invasive mammal species damages thousands of acres of coastal wetlands every single year, so you can understand the search for market-based solutions. Except the trappers who catch them are a dying breed, as Sam Harnett reports.
Robert Raymond is retired, but he can't stop working. Trapping is in his blood.
I'm Robert Raymond. I live in Lacombe, Louisiana. I'm 60 years old. I've been trapping my whole life. That's all I've ever done is trap nutrias, mink, muskrat, otters, coons, bobcat, and alligators. And I've made a successful living doing it. And I'm one of the last people in the state that does it.
Louisiana needs trappers like Raymond. Their expertise helps keep the nutria population from spiraling out of control.
You find a nutria trail where he travels every night, and you set the trap in the trail just like this. This is how he just steps in it just like so. That's it. It catches him about a foot, either front foot or back foot.
Raymond is one of 100 people who bring in a lion's share of the coastal nutria caught each year.
It's kind of a lifestyle of a lot of the coastal people, and a lot of that has since gone by the wayside.
Edmund Moten directs the Nutria Control Program for the Louisiana Department of Fish and Wildlife. He says trapping was once standard work in the winter for crabbers, shrimpers, and fishermen. The fur market peaked in the 1970s.
The average price in the mid-1970s was $9, and they were harvesting over 2 million nutria alone during that time frame.
He says back then there were around 15,000 trappers. Today, there are 2,000, and the price of nutria fur is about $2. In 2002, the state started offering a $5 bounty. They hoped it would keep the population down and the trapping tradition alive.
The idea behind the program was to create an artificial inflated price with an incentive program to emulate a good fur market.
It's been pretty successful, bringing in around 320,000 nutria a year. But it costs almost $3 million annually in state and federal funds. To try and create a new natural demand, Louisiana has promoted nutria as eco-friendly fur and a culinary delicacy. Apparently it tastes like rabbit. Well, neither concept has taken off, perhaps because of the nutria's association with rats or those front teeth it has, like giant tobacco-stained daggers. Anyway, that brings us to the dogs.
Maybe it's the wild taste of it, but they absolutely go crazy over it.
Venny Harlan and her brother Hansel have a new business plan for nutria. Protein-rich, allergen-free, locally sourced, and very eco-conscious dog treats. Their company is called Marsh Dog.
We take one whole pound of nutria to create an eco-sustainable, healthy, totally tasty treat. It's good for your dog and great for coastal wetlands.
Hansel says they aim to create a market that'll encourage people to trap more nutria.
It's sort of harnessing the forces of capitalism in order to address a larger good.
Achieving that larger good means eradicating nutria, which puts them in a funny position as a business.
Well, our goal would be to be put out of business.
With several million nutria in the state, they won't be disappearing anytime soon, especially if trappers like Raymond really start retiring. In Lacombe, Louisiana, I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.